101.9 WTUZ, your kind of country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, and it's brought to you by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg, Z Country.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Whatever.
W-X-Y-N-Z.
Just one of those days, everybody. Uncle Eric's a little tired today on the final day of February. Happy Friday Eve. Good morning to all. It's Eric and Michelle, by the way. Mary Alice over in the newsroom. You want to holler at us? Send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. What's up, Michelle?
Not much. How are you doing? You're going to make it today?
You got arts and crafts going on over there already today?
Yep. Got a big day today here.
Yeah, we do. We'll explain. And I will say there's not enough bathrooms in this facility for what may be going on here later today. Now I really need to explain.
Yeah.
Text us on the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. That is there to say hi. Also, song requests, news tips, all that stuff. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. So much more on our website there for you, too. Michelle is holding two wooden spoons. Again, explanations coming later on this hour during morning quickies. 99.9, it's 6:32. Billy Currington, Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, your morning show. Driven and fueled by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. See more at sarshoneofwaynesburg.com. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Feel like we haven't said hi to you yet. Just a real subdue. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
All right, I'll let you know why Michelle is holding wooden spoons here. It's not because we were misbehaving.
Mary thought they were cute.
I thought they were.
They're adorbs.
They are.
Thank you very much.
And before we get into that, Mary has our local headlines. Take it away.
In news, Sally Green, a 14-year board member at Tuscarawas Valley Local Schools, is set to receive an honor in March. And that recognition comes from the Ohio School Board Association, which gives the award of achievement to a board member who displays above and beyond leadership within their school district. Meanwhile, communicable diseases were up within Tuscarawas County for 2018. Health Commissioner Katie Seward attributes the 540 confirmed cases mainly on the amount of influenza hospitalizations within the area. And she also noted that in the sexually transmitted disease category, chlamydia was once again in the highest and accounted for 55% of all confirmed cases. And that's a look at headlines. For more on local news, you can always go to WTUZ.com.
You're tired too, Mary.
A little bit.
Yeah. Was that why we just got the hi?
Hi. Yeah. It was a struggle getting up. I rolled out of bed, I think, at like 4:20.
Wow.
I was like, I've got to get up and get ready. I got to go.
Sucks. You want a cure for that?
Please.
You want an alarm clock? I have two for you.
Oh, no.
One named James.
No.
The other named Jackson. Battery free.
Oh, and you named them too. Named your alarm clocks.
I did name them so I can yell at them.
Sometimes they cuddle back. Sometimes they.
Mm-hmm.
You hold on to your alarm clock tightly.
Sometimes I slam them on the head, put it in snooze mode. That kind of thing.
Pipe down now.
Oh.
Mary and myself. We're working late last night. Michelle is a hashtag single mom, so we're all always, always busy. Any Quakers in the house, Michelle? There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lady Quakers continue their march back
yes.
to state. They won again last night. Uh-huh. You heard that game right here. I was on the call, as was Joe Geckler, alongside me, Chris Kale, and Adam Soweski. Team went up too. We call that group of individuals there Big Z Sports.
No way.
Isn't it called The Outsiders? Wow. Isn't that
Well, that's Chris Kale's kind of dubbed us that as our nickname.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
I haven't signed off on it, but it's one of those things.
And that's I'll more like football oriented. They kind of do that a little bit more in football season.
No, Mary, we're still the Outsiders.
You guys are, yes.
No matter if
it's a really lame name, I'm not going to lie.
No,
but
they
go all out in football season. Like, they have, you know, like they get the song going. And
what do you mean? What song? What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
You guys are seriously so lame.
See?
This is what we play as we will close it out.
Yeah, as they close it out.
It's our jam. Yay. Listen, yeah, we're a bunch of teenage girls who love sports, and we have a song. And when it comes on, we say, oh my God, guys, it's our song. And we do that. We fan ourselves. Oh my God. Picture me fanning myself.
Oh my gosh.
It's our song.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Delicate fanning.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, anyway. What's happening here today in the studios? Spoons?
It's National Chili Day, so we're having a chili cook-off.
Yeah. And you brought chili, right?
I did.
No,
so
Mary,
did
we brought pizza to a chili cook-off.
Well, I didn't bring anything. I'm just wondering if she brought something.
I did. Eric did.
Mary, hold on. You didn't bring anything?
No, she did not.
Yeah.
Mary.
I'm not a big chili fan.
I don't care what kind of fan you are. You know how late I was up last night working all day, and yet I made, it's my Aunt Wendy's recipe. I made that chili and I brought it in, and listen, folks are going to eat it and we'll see where I place. So Michelle, we're all voting amongst ourselves.
Yes. So I just put the place cards out there and then you just vote after you taste which one you think is the best.
Okay, so there are, let's try and do this real quick. Try and count the employees.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Let's start. This is how I do it. I do it by
Department,
kind of. Okay. So if we start back here, here's us three. Then there's Shauna.
Nick.
Then there's Nick. Crap, new guy. Almost forgot about him right off the bat. So there's five over here
right,
on this side.
And then you have Chris and Joe.
And you have Chris and Joe if you want to toss them in.
Right. Nate Cozart, but I don't think Nate's coming today.
No, but we'll throw...
He has a real job.
Molding the young minds of America.
Yes. He has a real job.
Yes, he does.
So there's eight right there.
Yep, and then we have Jared and Joanne.
Slow down, Jared. Joanne.
Brooke,
there's 11.
Al, Shar,
13.
And Adam. Then Josh. Oh, and Adam.
Josh and Adam are 15.
Yeah, that's it.
Do we count Rachel being 16?
Oh, yeah, Rachel.
Might as well throw Rachel in there. I feel like we're forgetting somebody.
I know, right?
No, we're not.
Are you sure?
16 individuals?
I think.
So does that mean that we're going to have 16 crock pots of chili downstairs?
No, I think there will only be eight.
Since Mary didn't bring one. 15.
I don't think Brooke is bringing one.
She's not.
Yeah, she's...
So myself, yeah, so. Eric, Chris, Al,
yeah,
Josh, and I think Shauna. I think that... Is that eight?
I can imagine Chris Kale's chili being... On fuego.
Just like super hot. Mine's super spicy. Brooke told me don't be offended. She's not going to have mine. It's spicy. Okay,
I just picture Chris as being that way too.
Yeah. He said something about like firehouse chili and
what does that mean?
Yeah, see, I'm not about that life. I like spicy stuff.
I feel
stuff.
Like he should have ordered Port-a-Johns outside.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just the chili that he makes at the firehouse. Or whatever, or
if it's called firehouse chili, like it's super hot.
But I'm betting it's a little spicy.
Like I put jalapenos in ours. Oh like we do a lot of chili powder, cayenne pepper. It's spicy.
Well, now you're giving your recipe out over the air.
Well, I mean, you can Google it. I just got it off Pinterest.
Gotcha. At least you're honest. I got mine again from my Auntie Wendy's. So.
Yeah.
So, see how that tastes later. Hey.
Yeah, it should be good.
I want to mention this real quick. Not only is Bohemian Rhapsody back in some theaters across the United States, of course, with the award season and Oscar buzz and all that, A Star is Born heading back to theaters, too.
Mm. Only for like 2 weeks, right? Is that what I read?
Think so. So if you can't get enough of it, starting tomorrow, there's going to be a little more of it for you. More of that on-screen love, if you will.
Well, because it placed in the Oscars, didn't it?
I mean, it was nominated.
Yeah, it was nominated.
Green Book won.
Hey, the new version, by the way, of A Star Is Born. The new version adds about 12 minutes of footage to the original that you did not see before.
Interesting.
Also, some music as well that you didn't hear in the first one.
I don't think I want to see it again. It was lengthy, and another 12 minutes would put you at 2.5 hours.
Right.
That's a long time.
Is 12 minutes, Michelle, when you've gone?
I could be taking a nap.
Especially if half of that 12 minutes is going to be another song.
If you've gone 2 hours and 18 minutes, what's 12 more minutes to get you to 2.5 hours?
That means I got to sit down and watch it for another 2.5 hours?
No.
No, I mean...
Oh, you mean if I would have saw originally with an additional 12 minutes...
I see what you're saying now. Because the new 12 minutes of footage probably all isn't one giant clip.
Right,
it's probably
spread out.
A minute here, 3 minutes here, 4 minutes there. That kind of thing.
Have you
seen it yet?
No.
Have you seen it, Mary?
No.
Do you not want to see it?
When it first came out, I didn't want to see it.
It's good. It's a love story.
Yeah.
You'll cry at the end.
Sounds so cute.
Speaking of movies that make you cry at the end, one being The Notebook. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
A classic piece.
Have you seen that one, Mary?
Yes.
Classic piece of cinematography. Now listen, Netflix overseas, though, not here in the United States, receiving a little bit of backlash, and folks are quite upset as to the reason why Netflix decided to put The Notebook on their subscription service, which is fine, but they changed the ending, which I don't know why they decided. So here's the deal. I'm going to spoil it for you, okay? Spoiler alert. United Kingdom version of The Notebook on Netflix, okay? Now, in this version, you have Allie, which is...
Rachel McAdams.
And you have Noah, which is...
Ryan Gosling.
Exactly. Thank you, Michelle. You have those two dying in each other's arms, right? The original?
Oh
right.
Like am I going to take you down this path?
You're taking me down.
In the UK version... just a flock of birds flying over a lake. That's it.
That's it?
Because, you know, if I'm a bird, you're a bird, that kind of thing. But that's it for the alternate ending.
That's not a big emotional impact.
No,
I'd much rather see them die in each other's arms. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
Right.
It makes much more of an impact, like Mary said.
Oh my God. What? That is the saddest. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That scene gets you every time.
Especially with two good actors doing it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, James Gardner, and I forget the lady's name.
Netflix UK and Ireland, they have an official Twitter account over there, which I'm surprised you don't follow with it being in Ireland, Michelle.
Shut up with you in the Ireland.
They released a statement. They said, things you should know. 1, we did not edit The Notebook. 2, an alternate version exists that was supplied to us. So if it's supplied to them,
they can do what they want, right? Do the successful one.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make more sense?
They don't know how the alternate version got up there. They said they're getting to the bottom of it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then the last real statement from them was like a question or statement, like I said. They said, apparently some films have more than one ending. Kind of like that.
That's weird.
Kind of being tongue-in-cheek, trying to make light of the situation. But it's not funny.
No.
Folks are upset at you, Netflix UK and Ireland.
UK and Ireland. Don't you think that's one of the most, like, amazing scenes at the end? It's, like, so sad. And it's, like, so... Have you ever cried at a girl, like, a chick flick? I need to know this.
Listen, I may have got some tears in my eyes when Bruce Willis in the Armageddon
oh my
was
God,
saying
that movie
goodbye.
Gets me every time.
Right.
That is one movie
when he switches places
sobbing.
With Ben Affleck.
Oh,
totally didn't see it coming. Totally didn't see it coming.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
I go, whoa.
Wow.
Bruce.
And when he's like saying goodbye to Liv Tyler, oh my
That's
God.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the whole. Yeah, that movie gets me every time.
If you've never seen that movie, put it on. Don't move because you don't want to miss a thing. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Coming up at the top, Mary has your latest local newscast. Remember, we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. 99.9 WTUZ Brantley Gilbert to Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? Eric and Michelle, and we're going to celebrate some birthdays. First, our Big Shot Celebrity Birthdays shortlist. Singer from Train, Pat Monahan, he's 50.
That's it?
One more. One, Jason Aldean, celebrating a birthday. Would you, Michelle, like to guess how old Jason Aldean is?
44.
42.
Wow.
42 years young is Jason Aldean. That's pretty old to be having children.
No, it's not. Jim Jackson had a baby at 50 years old.
Yeah, but I don't
know. But what?
But nothing, I guess. Also, I want to say happy birthday to, is it Daniel Van Gilder? Happy birthday. Also, Darlene Page. Zane Brown is celebrating from Denison. Happy 4th. Briar William Fitch. Happy 27th, Bri. This one from our Weaver Appliance text line. Austin Fouts, 5 years old today. Brianna Blackburn, happy birthday. And a leap year birthday. Celebrating tomorrow, but not really tomorrow. I'm so confused.
I know. Do you celebrate March 1st or do you celebrate today?
I'll be honest with you. It would kind of stink. Wouldn't it?
It'd be weird. It'd be different.
Sandy Barnes, I'm not disparaging you. I'm just saying. Happy birthday, Sandy. Go ahead.
Donna Berkshire is celebrating her 75th birthday today. Happy birthday, Donna. John Wolfe is celebrating out of Yorksville. Sarah Donato is celebrating out of Strasburg. She's 21 today. Love Mom, Dad, Ashley, and Mick. Chuck Cannon is celebrating out of Bel Air. Did you say Sandy Barnes already? I thought you had a Sandy Barnes.
I don't know.
Sandy Barnes is celebrating today out of Bolivar. Charles Porter is celebrating his 46th birthday today. It says, thank you for being an amazing husband and dad. Love everyone, the fam. And then 67th birthday today to Lillian Rennie from Mineral City. Happy birthday to all of you wonderful people.
I did say a Sandy Barnes. That was the leap year birthday. And since, you know, we both said it, I guess it makes sense. Since we don't really know when her birthday is.
Yeah.
So we both said it. You know what?
Let's make her the birthday winner.
Let's do that. Let's How about that? That? You have the address for
Sandy
her over there?
Sandy Barnes.
Don't say her address.
Out of Bolivar.
Whatever you do. Sandy, congratulations. As we leap into a new month, you are the daily birthday winner. Michelle, tell Sandy what she's won.
She wins prizes from Texas Roadhouse, Annie Ann's, and Liddy's Cakes and Cookies.
Indeed. Hey, if you ever want to submit your birthday, it's easy. Go to the contest section at WTUZ.com. Also, use the keyword birthday on our Weaver Appliance text line or email us directly. It's contests@WTUZ.com. So, I'm reading Johnny Manziel banned from the Canadian Football League. I don't know exactly. I don't know what he did.
Can we put predictions out as to what he might have done?
I would love to. It says that he was a part of the Montreal Alouettes. It's a real team there in the Canadian Football League. They released him saying that he violated team rules, whatever that may be.
That could be a multitude of things.
I mean, everybody has rules. If you break them, there's going to be consequences. But the rules must have been so severe that they banned him from the entire league.
That's so crazy.
The entire Canadian Football League.
I bet you he got hot-headed.
I don't know. Johnny Manziel? No way. Hot-headed? Johnny Football?
I bet you somebody put him in his place and he got hot-headed and he'll never be a part of it.
You know what? He may have been in a dangerous situation.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
I don't know. Thank God for that guy now, by the way.
Do you remember that image that was floating around? I think it was like a year or maybe, no, it would have been like 2 or 3 years after he was let go by the Browns. And it was draft day and he was sitting at the bar. At a bar watching.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I just remember that image floating around.
Kinda, it was kind of sad, right?
It's very sad. It's like, poor guy.
Yeah.
here he was a part of a franchise, and now he's not even in the league, and then he went to play for a Canadian league, and now he can't even play football there.
Right?
Maybe, maybe if anyone has a tackle football league in their backyard, like...
Well, there you go.
There is this new football league. It's called like the American Football Alliance, the AFA or something like that, which the NFL Network's airing their games. So there's still maybe a career path for Johnny Manziel.
What's that indoor football league that's up in Cleveland?
There's the Arena Football League,
too. Why doesn't he do that?
That is, I don't know, that's really different football. The field is shortened.
Right.
Obviously, it's in an arena.
I mean,
it's
if he wants to play, he should try every avenue.
And if the field is shortened, he has an advantage because he's used to a longer field then.
Yeah.
See?
And he's also short, Mary.
He is short. If you did not know that. He is very short.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a short guy. I mean, I'm one to talk. I'm also vertically challenged, but.
Yes, both of you are.
For
Whoa, Mary.
For quarterback standpoint, he was.
Do you hear what she said?
I hear what she's saying over there.
I am technically a leprechaun without red hair.
Yes.
Yay? Nay.
I would yay that.
Okay.
Well, yay that for sure.
Listen, Mary is Irish and she's tall.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit tall, yeah.
A little bit.
I'm average height.
How tall are you?
5'6".
How tall are you?
I am, I don't know, like 5'9".
Okay,
should
stop
we measure
lying.
Each other?
You're lying. You're not 5'9".
What am I then?
You're not taller than Mary. You're not taller than
we'll
Mary.
We'll stand back
Mary
to back.
Mary is totes taller than you.
Totes taller.
Totes taller. I'll straight up say it. I'm 5'.
I don't know why you said it like that.
I'm not going to try and lie.
Hey, I was watching Jimmy Fallon the other night, okay? And he had this technology segment.
Yes.
Real quick. And at the end, this lady from FedEx brought out this robot that will legitimately just bring your package right to your door or any kind of package. If you order food, they're partnering up with businesses like that where they can bring you other goods and services.
Like Grubhub and stuff like that?
Right. It's nuts. Now, here's the thing. If I see one of these robots making a delivery, just strolling down the sidewalk.
What, are you going to get your go-kart out and chase it?
No, who is not going to be intrigued by this thing and walk up to it, want to touch it, want to see what's inside? It's just bad news. These things are going to end up missing. It's going to be...
I would run. If I saw one of those things coming to my door, I would be like, absolutely not. Get out of here.
Michelle, it's coming very soon.
Terminator.
No one's coming to my door. That's a robot.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, I just wonder about the security. Like, is it going to be, like, holding the package, like, so securely that someone can't?
What if it's a really big package? Like, I ordered really large stuff from Target once.
You need to see this thing on Fallon. I have a little bit of it.
And the FedEx same-day robot.
The FedEx same-day robot.
The FedEx same-day robot.
Yes, we are so excited to introduce it to you and to the whole world. It's our global unveiling.
Tell me about this thing. What is it?
The FedEx same-day bot is an autonomous delivery device, and it is going to bring goods to your home. And we've got a package for you coming now, actually.
Not only your FedEx package, right?
Right.
But like I said, if you want to order a pizza pie, order some chili if you want. Wendy's has that standing chili or whatever the case may be. So.
I
just don't get it.
I see. It looks like a box, like an actual box, and then it goes.
Yeah, Mary's
like
looking at it.
Yeah, and then the package goes inside the box. Yeah.
It's coming down the hall. Where is it?
It's on its way now.
Look at this thing. This is the future. Oh, my gosh.
Fallon freaks out.
I love him.
So this is just going to be out on the streets and just around me. What can it deliver?
Well, it can deliver lots.
Now, see, that's what I mean. Just out in the streets amongst the people.
Right.
These things are going to get vandalized, spray painted. People are going to take Sharpie markers, draw profane things on them. You know what's going to happen to all these automated delivery
now,
robots.
Now, is it solely just for FedEx? Is it just...
I'm sure others are,
Because how else would it do food? Like pizza and stuff?
Says,
you'd have to, like, sublease it through the company? Is that how that's going to work?
I don't know how fast these things travel.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Down the street?
Yeah. Like if I'd rather just have, like, a human.
They see me chasing after one, if it will speed up.
I'm sure they're installed.
They can fly.
Oh, my gosh, stop. That is creepy. can't we just, like, I know sometimes technology is a good thing, but that, I'm creeped out.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And even then, like, if it goes down the sidewalk, I know sidewalks, like, infrastructure-wise are not, like,
they're bumpy.
Smooth. Right. They've got, like, tree roots growing
You're gonna
out.
You're going to see, and, like, robot
packages all over the place.
Like, bodies of robots
and
on
you know,
the side of the sidewalk.
And you know, yeah, like it's Armageddon or something.
Robots
in a pothole.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Can you imagine?
Like, what's that down there?
Don't go
can
down
you
Worcester.
Imagine?
You see robots everywhere.
Oh, my God, the robot traffic on Wabash is crazy. With the ways to deliver and get mail like that nowadays, you would wonder why a postal manager who's now fired in Kenner, Louisiana, would steal $630,000 in stamps. But that's exactly what he did.
What are you mailing?
Idiots.
Yes, exactly. Ex-postal manager pleads guilty to stealing, yes, close to $1 million in stamps. I have a million dollars.
And then we
wonder
why
the
price goes up.
Don't know.
Selling them on the black market? I'm confused.
I don't know. He was selling them online to support his gambling addiction, is what the article reads. Ryan Cortez is 46, pleaded guilty. You would have to sell a lot
of
stamps. And probably at a discounted rate. Hey, bro, I know you spent... I know you spent 49 cents on that stamp. Right? Is that what they are now? 49?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
No, I think they're 50. Are they 50? I don't know. Maybe you're right. 49. Know.
Anyways, whatever the case may be. You can tell I mail a letter every day.
Right.
But I know you got this stamp for 49 cents, but what if I what if I told you I could get you one for, for 40 cents?
Under the right circumstances, buy one.
I know,
one free.
I know a guy.
I know a guy. Were they like collector stamps? Because I think
I don't know if they were Elvis stamps. I don't know if they were Marilyn Monroe stamps. I don't.
Right.
I have no clue. Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash. I don't know. All I do know is that he had quite a collection.
Wow.
Was hawking them online. Who looks for discounted stamps?
I know, right?
Like, who knew there was a market for this anyways?
Man, this is a...
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to get into.
A black market for stamps.
I just go to Brooke. She gives them to me.
That's what I mean.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm at least kind enough. I'll throw her a couple quarters and say thanks
right,
for the stamp.
Yeah, I give her.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Keep the penny. Eh.
That's funny.
Put it in the keep a penny, save a penny thing there. Which we don't have.
No, we don't.
Right, right.
Hey, it's National, what is it, Chili Day? Is that the official? What it is? From Michelle's brain, what are we doing today?
We're having a chili cook-off here at the station.
Yes.
Everyone's bringing in their own special recipe.
Yes.
We wanted to maybe invite a select number of maybe special clients and listeners. We were told no because the management would have to clean. So that's really why we were told no.
Mary, that's the truth.
No, you know what? We don't want to have to clean the basement. Let's just do it amongst us.
Like,
let's bring in 14 pots of chili and just...
Oh my God.
Like, we're going to have so much chili left over. I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be great.
I thought about going down to the dollar store, getting some plastic containers, taking some home.
Yes, see?
Like, this
Mary's
would be great.
Thinking.
Thinking ahead.
I even brought all the fixings to go on top of the chili.
Yeah.
Like,
listen,
sour cream,
whatever you do, cheese. You're not allowed to take my Auntie Wendy's chili home with you. It's a special blend. And a special mixture, and you're not allowed to take it home and dissect and try to figure out the special ingredients.
I guess.
My Auntie Wendy would not be happy. She's a redhead, by the way. She's a fiery lady.
She's from Ireland, I heard.
Yeah, she is. That she is. All right, anyway, it's 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Michelle, coming up soon, we're going to tell folks how they can win on a Pam's Bouquet Thursday
Pam's
giveaway.
Posies.
What's on the docket? That's $75.
Oh, yeah.
To Pam's Posies.
I thought you meant, like, what are we talking about?
Mm-mm. But yes, you could win that later. Of
how
course,
are we doing that? Do we know yet?
You'll think of a way here.
Okay.
And then let everybody know shortly. Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. That's some of it. We need a music bed here or something. Eric Church. I'm Eric McElroy. That's Michelle Spring. We have anniversaries as we compose ourselves. We have a leap year, Annie. February 29th, they were married, 2008. Bill and Gina Gibbs. Happy anniversary to the Gibbses. Also, Kyle and Amber Streb. Happy anniversary, guys. Married 8 years. And 43 years of marriage to Ralph and is it Jerry Sell, I do believe is the last name. Happy anniversary, Ralph and Jerry. Hey, remember, if you guys want to submit your anniversaries, it's easy. Just go to our website, text line too. But Michelle, tomorrow, it's a big day.
Yes.
We pick an all new
monthly winner.
Anniversary winner. Tell everybody tomorrow, first of all, if you've never heard this prize list, it's amazing. You have it there, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll pick a winner. This is what they'll win.
Accommodations from the Comfort Inn in Dover. A dozen donuts from Rod's Donuts in Yorksville. Their choice of cake or cupcakes from Sugar Fuse in Dover. An anniversary bouquet from the Flower Garden in Denison. And a $25 gift certificate from Schoolhouse Winery in Dover.
All righty. That, of course, will be tomorrow right at around this time. Give or take a few minutes. You know me. I run late a time or two. After the break, more of Your Kind of Country on 99.9. Michelle, any Quakers in the house? Any Quakers in the house? Thank you. Hey, by the way, programming note, Saturday afternoon, Big Z Sports and 99.9 back in the gymnasium to bring you all the action as the Lady Quakers will play for a district championship against Maysville.
That's what I didn't want.
They beat them, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
64-59, it was a close game. That's the one where you and Brooke got kicked out of the gym, right?
We did not.
For acting like idiots?
No, but that was a very good game. I just, I'm nervous for Saturday.
1:30 is our pregame. 2 o'clock is the tip. All our coverage presented by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Mm. They're busy, folks, as are we.
Tough game.
That's in Coshocton, by the way.
Right.
Thought I would throw that little nugget in there for you.
Thanks.
By you,
that.
I mean all. Not just you, Michelle. I know you knew that. I just mean everybody else. The masses.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. If you will. Hey, we're in the midst of our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway.
Bouquet giveaway.
Whatevs. Michelle, if folks want to win $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover, tell them how they can sign up.
Text us on our Weaver Appliance text line. You have to tell us who do you think is deserving of flowers and why. We want to know why. Give us a reason. Tell us a story.
Give us that good explanation. We want to be wowed by your story. Again, we'll pick a winner next hour in the 9 o'clock hour for this Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. What is it? Do you guys smell chili?
Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
It does, yes.
It does smell good.
All morning.
It is National Chili Day.
Yes.
We don't mean the temp. We mean the beans and meat and everything else. Mm. By the way, if there's no ground beef in the chili, I don't think I'm eating it.
Right. Mm. There has to be
beef. There has to be beef in it.
Right. But I feel like there has to be a good bean-to-meat ratio.
Yes, I prefer more meat than bean.
Yeah. Yes.
And I don't like a real soupy chili.
Mm.
I don't want it too soupy. If I wanted soup, I'd buy some Campbell's. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Right.
I hear you. Yeah, you're right. A heartier chili.
Yes, Mary. Hearty is the word I'm going for.
That is a good word.
Meaty, maybe.
Man, we're going to have a lot of chili downstairs.
Yeah.
Couple questions. Is there sour cream available for the chili?
Yeah, I brought sour cream and I brought cheese.
Okay. Crackers, maybe?
I brought crackers.
Some cornbread?
I think someone's bringing that.
You go eat your cornbread?
Yeah,
you can have mine.
It's from a movie.
Oh, okay.
She's thinking food, not movies here.
I understand.
I don't think I like cornbread. Yeah. I don't, actually.
No?
Really?
No. It's just too starchy.
If you make
for
it
me,
right. Well,
there's a right and wrong way.
Very, very true, Mary. But then you need it with something. It's supposed to go. You just don't make cornbread to eat it like it.
Oh.
It need to put it in, chili's perfect. Just dip it right in there.
Maybe I'll try it.
It almost replaces the cracker aspect.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, throw a piece of, crumble it in there.
Now, I think that there are, is a certain type of cracker that needs to go in chili. Like, oh. I don't like the oyster crackers. I feel like that's right. more for,
you need
like,
the square ones?
Yes.
The square or rectangle
like
crackers?
Saltines.
Mm. All right.
I brought okay. club crackers.
Wait, square too. Or rectangle?
They're square. Aren't all right. Saltines?
Yeah, saltines are square. Square. What are you talking about?
Well, the rectangle ones are the ones that I brought. Those are club crackers. Yes. But okay. I mean, I love club crackers, but I don't know if I'm going to like them in my chili.
You see, I prefer the octagon crackers. Those are the fancy ones.
That's not a thing.
Octa crackers.
Listen, you know that I am gullible. And
Cracktagons.
It drives me nuts that you use that to your advantage, but I'm getting smart here.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm getting a lot better.
Maybe if we had the extra day in the month of February like we do every now and again, like every, what is it, Michelle? 4 years, right?
Leap year. Yes.
Okay, today is the final day of the month. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is not. Now, hold on. We asked a very good question. Do ourselves, right?
Yeah,
here
we
in
said,
studio.
Why is we there a leap year?
We said selves.
Oh.
Why?
Why, oh, why?
Who, what, where, when, and why with the leap year? Michelle?
I thought it had something to do with, like, daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all, like...
There is something astronomical involved with the leap year.
Okay, here's two things that I found.
Okay.
So, a leap year is a calendar year containing an additional day. We know that. It's added to keep the calendar year synchronized with the astronomical or seasonal year.
Space news.
So February 29th is a date that usually occurs every 4 years, and it's called Leap Day. This day is added to the calendar in leap years as a corrective measure because the Earth does not orbit the sun in precisely 365 days.
Interesting. Now, it's crazy that just one extra day... Every 4 years.
Right, an extra
keeps
24
keeps everything
hours.
On time. You know what I mean? And on track.
Think, yeah. How do they do that?
I was going to say, who came up with that, though?
Someone like, probably like Galileo or something.
Like was,
I don't know.
We don't have 365 days. We need to fix this.
And how do you find out?
I like, blame George Washington.
Okay.
That's who I blame.
Like, I wonder when it started. Can we look that up?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to look.
When did
Give
leap year
moment.
Begin?
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, just
random,
like just started. You know what I mean? And I want to know, like, folks out there, if you have a birthday on leap day, like, if you're born February 29th,
like
what day do you celebrate, today or tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a great, you know what, that might be a good poll question. Something leap year or leap day related.
Leap.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down because, you know, Eric be forgetting things.
Oh, it happened, wow. So, leap day began in 46 BC.
Dang. Oh, wow. So, it goes back that far. I was going to ask if the Romans and the Gregorian calendar
yes,
and all that.
Yes, it is all with that, because I just saw a whole big thing about that.
Wow.
And, you know, they study, that's kind of how they came up with everything, not everything, but they would study the stars and the moon and the sun and everything else for a lot of things back then.
Yeah.
Wow. Sundials, everything else.
Okay, so in 46 BC, Julius Caesar, featured here in, created a calendar system that added one leap day every 4 years. Wow, that's very interesting.
The more you know.
Right. Take that to your teacher.
That's right.
Oh.
Today, students, did you know why Miss or Mr. So-and-so? You see what I did there? Miss or Mr. So-and-so.
Extra credit right there.
Oh, although I think I had like two or three male teachers my whole life.
Really?
That's it, I think.
My teachers that were male were always history teachers or science teachers.
Not counting a gym teacher. Not counting
phys ed. I had female gym teachers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mrs. Wallach. She was the bomb. Loved her.
Crazy how you remember these teachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things from the past. Hey, I have great news for one Christopher George Kale, okay?
Oh, no. What happened? Did he find his keys?
Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with that. He's a huge fan of Beverly Hills 90210.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
I'm dying.
And,
I love it.
I heard the cast is reuniting.
Yes.
What is this I hear?
So they're reviving for just a six-episode series this summer. And they're bringing back some former familiar faces, you know, like Jenny Garth,
right.
Ian Ziering, Jason Priestley, and
Tori Spelling.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, right. But they're missing a few. Shannon Doherty's not going to be in there, and neither is Luke Perry.
What's their problem?
Well, Luke Perry's on that smash hit Riverdale that I was telling you about yesterday, that CW show.
So it's conflict of interest then, probably. Because this will be on Fox.
Yeah, probably.
Contracts and all that.
Yeah. He's a major role in that TV show. But I don't know. Well, I think Shannon Doherty, I think she's going through an illness. I actually think she has cancer. So that could be why she's not doing it. But Brian Austin Green, you know, Megan Fox's ex-husband or husband, I don't know if they're married yet, but he'll be back.
Okay.
Which is super exciting.
He's all tatted up now and looks quite different.
He still looks good.
All right, then. Hey, I guess Fox says the drama, titled 90210, so it'll keep that title, inspired by the cast's real lives and relationships, of course, combined with what it termed as a healthy dose of irreverence. So we have that to look forward to. Only 6 parts is what Michelle said, but I'm sure there will be such a craving for more.
Yeah, I bet. Mm. That show kind of defined a generation, and it spiraled out to be more spinoffs after that show.
Of course, the original aired from, what, 90 to 2000?
I think it was 10, yeah.
Followed the circle of friends in Beverly Hills and their young adulthood, and of course, what comes with young adulthood and adolescence and everything else.
Right.
New date not announced, but what are they going to do? Are they going to resume their old roles?
I would imagine. I don't know yet.
Be older?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm kind of into
it.
Mm. I'm excited for it.
Well, once you hear that theme song, it'll get all the juices flowing.
Right. Well, they did have a 90210 spinoff with a younger generation cast.
90212.
No, it was not that. But it was also on the CW.
It didn't do so well, did it?
No, it was on there for a couple years.
And
I watched it. It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the OG, you know.
Yeah, nothing beats the original.
Right.
Gangsta.
Do you remember Melrose Place? That was like a spinoff of...
Yeah, where they all lived in...
show?
What I remember from that show was Heather Locklear.
Yes.
And also, they all lived in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Which looked out over a swimming pool.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Great.
And there was drama.
Drama.
Of course.
And everybody was sleeping with everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. Mm-hmm. Just like in real life.
An apartment.
It's not how it happens.
Who are you running around with?
That's why. That's Hollywood.
Right.
Yes.
True.
Hey, okay, we do have Z News coming up soon, not with Brooke, but with Michelle.
Yes.
She'll be holding it down.
Yes.
Also, next hour, we'll select that winner for our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Listen, Boo, Bo, Caribbean.
Say that again.
Easy for me to say. Tomato, tomato.
Right.
99.9 WTUZ, that's Luke Bryan with Fast. You know, Michelle, he actually starts American Idol again coming up this Sunday, March the 3rd. But he says it's not about the judges, him, Lionel, or Katy Perry. It's all about the contestants.
It's always about the contestants. That's what makes the show fun for us, the surprises, the talent, the youthfulness of the talent. I mean, we have so many 15, 16, 17-year-olds that are unbelievable. And watching them handle the pressure and have fun and the tears and the joy and the smile and all that. And so we're loving them. I mean, we love the role.
Of course, like I said, Idol Sunday. You going to watch, Michelle?
Yes, I love American Idol.
Yeah, more than The Voice, for sure. I'll watch the debut on Sunday, March the 3rd.
You like Idol better than The Voice?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
For sure. Even though my boy Blake obviously is,
everybody,
you know.
This is Blake Shelton.
I know.
99.9 FM.
What's up, Blake?
And I'm drunk.
Me too. Michelle.
There's something else.
You have Z News for us today.
I do.
Take it away.
On this day in 1983, the celebrated sitcom MASH bows out after 11 seasons, airing a special 2.5-hour episode watched by 77% of the television viewing audience. It was the largest percentage ever to watch a single TV show up to that time.
I wonder what were you doing if you weren't watching that?
I don't know.
Back then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost the whole United States population.
That's so crazy. In 1991, the first Gulf War ends. The armed conflict had lasted a little over half of a year and claimed over 100,000 civilian casualties. On this day in 2013, less than 3 weeks after making the unexpected announcement that he would step down, 85-year-old Pope Benedict officially resigned. Holidays for today, it's Floral Design Day.
Hey, shout out to Pam's Floral Design.
Yes.
Right, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. All or right, is that sure. Like floral design? Like
yeah, just go
shirt.
With it.
Okay,
why not?
Floral, yeah. It's Public Sleeping Day, so feel free to take a nap. National Tooth Fairy Day and National Chili Day.
Oh, yes, of course it is. We'll celebrate later. By the way, if folks want to see pictures of our chili celebration and cook-off,
it'll be on our social media.
Yes, exactly. Where can they find us at, Michelle?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're darn
tootin'. WTUZ. On TV tonight at 8 o'clock, Grey's Anatomy will be on ABC. Also at 8 o'clock, The Titan Games with The Rock is on ABC. I think that's like a competition show.
Yeah, it is. It's like American Ninja Warrior, but, right. You know, similar.
Top Chef will be on Bravo at 8 o'clock. And Hollywood Medium with Tyler Henry will be on at 8 on E. At 9:30, Will and Grace will be on NBC. On TV tonight, on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy will be on ABC. The Late Night with, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Matthew McConaughey will be on that. And with James Corden, Kevin Hart will be on there.
Forgot my show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's on tonight. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's my jam.
Is that with that SNL guy?
Yes. Sandberg?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In other news, Brent Young has called upon Boyz II Men for his CMT Crossroads special.
Listen.
That will air March 27th.
I'll make love to you like you want.
Sorry.
Oh my God, you're so excited.
No, listen, this Brett Young, Boyz II Men, CMT Cross. I've never been more excited for a Crossroads
event. Apparently,
he's
covered them a few times.
Has he?
At his concerts. Water Runs Dry is his go-to.
All righty.
The one-hour show will premiere at 10 o'clock on March 27th.
A whole month away, eh?
Yeah, it's weird that we're almost in March. In other news, Garth Brooks has officially broken the attendance record for Heinz Field in Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I thought you just said Garth broke the attendance record at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, but...
Yeah, he hasn't even played there yet.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. The country megastar sold over 72,000 tickets
for
his May 18th show, which is now sold out. The last record was set by a University of Pittsburgh versus Penn State football game on September 10th. That was only 69,000 tickets.
And how many did Garth sell again?
Over 72,000.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm telling you, that guy brings out the numbers.
I don't know. I think it is just one show there, May 18th in Pittsburgh. I think
maybe.
It is just one, yeah.
It doesn't say, but I believe you.
Shouts and kudos, because, I mean, folks scooped those up in record time, too, so...
Yeah, he's performing a string of stadium tours.
Yeah, there's
which include a bunch.
Do you have the other ones there?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Glendale, two dates in Minneapolis and Gainesville.
That's it. And then he's still announcing more as he goes along. All right.
No, First Energy Stadium is not that bad.
Yeah,
the team doesn't do well there, but.
Excuse me? Things are changing.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
That's Z News on a Friday Eve. Brooke better only have one excuse for missing Z News. She better be getting her chili ready. That's the only excuse for today. All right, more of Your Kind of Country next. 99.9 WTUZ, Jason Aldean, his latest. It's called Rear View Town. Michelle, he's celebrating his birthday today, remember?
He is.
We told you that back a couple hours ago during our birthday segment.
42? Remember?
Good job. I was going to quiz you. Glad you were listening earlier. Born in Macon, Georgia, was Jason Aldean. Michelle, what else happened on this day in country music history?
In 1992, Garth Brooks was at number one on the country charts with What She's Doing Now. It was released in December 1991 as the third single from his album Ropin' the Wind and spent 4 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot Country Singles in Charts. It was written by Brooks and Pat Agler.
Also, 2008, Loretta Lynn inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
In 2009, Kenny Chesney and Mac McAllen?
McAnally.
McAnally, yeah. We're at number one on the country charts with Down the Road. McAnally has charted with the song on two separate occasions. The first of these two versions was released as the second single from his 1990 album Simple Life and was a minor chart single for him that year. 18 years later, he re-recorded the song as a duet with Kenny Chesney on Chesney's 2008 Lucky Old Son album.
2012 is the year, 7 years ago, the band Perry and their single If I Die Young, certified quadruple platinum.
On this day in 2015, Florida Georgia Line plays in Europe for the first time during the Country to Country Festival in Stockholm, Sweden. The night's lineup also featured Luke Bryan, Brandi Clark, and Leanne Womack.
Very nice. Hey, there you have it on this day in country music history. Soon we'll select that winner for a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. You still have time to enter yourself on our Weaver Appliance text line. It's 330-339-9399. Again, winner will be chosen here soon. Good luck to you.
Z Country.
99.9 WTUZ, Brett Eldridge. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring along with you this morning. Thanks for coming along on a Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Eve. Congrats to our winners from today. Daily birthday winner was Sandy Barnes, and our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway winner this morning, Carly Cardani. So congrats to you, Carly. $75 to Pam's Posies, all yours. We do that every Thursday. Tomorrow, it's a poll question Friday. $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. We'll see what else occurs and what else happens in between now and then. Of course, we'll bring it to you. Podcast section at WTUZ.com if you missed anything today. Hey, you can, if you want, check us out on social media, myself or Michelle. Also, WTUZ.com for the latest news, stuff from Big Z Sports, what's happening. Our streaming services are there and links to the station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Monitor those accounts later. We'll throw some pictures up of the great Z Country Chili Cook-Off, which is happening in our building here this afternoon. Until tomorrow on Friday, we'll all kick off the weekend together. Have a great Thursday, Z Country.